Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling Referee Steve Kane with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling news news. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Open. Yeah, and of course tonight I have issues. Oh well, what can you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the latest edition of Live from the Dean's Den. I am Steve Hain, the Dean of Wrestling Referees. Yes, I finally got my cold one popped open, so all of you who are watching me on Facebook tonight, that one's for you. All right, let's get started. First off, I do want to apologize for there being no show last week. For those of you who listen to this show via replay on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, etc. Normally, in order to do the show live on Blog Talk, I run through via Skype. Well, Blog Talk and Skype were having a friendship timeout. Thank you, Britt Baker, for that line. I love it. I've used it numerous times since you came up with it. So because of that, I was like, I don't want to sound not as good. And although my Bluetooth is a good headset and it sounds good on the phone, I don't think it sounds as good when I'm broadcasting. In fact, for everybody that's watching on Facebook, I was originally planning on going through with my Bluetooth, but unfortunately, the battery kicked out beforehand. Hey, it's live broadcasting. What are you going to do? So, anyway, I figured I'd just go ahead, take the week off, see if Skype and Blog Talk could play nice with each other. And so, finally, this morning, they were back on friendship terms, so here I am. All right, now, to get to the main crux of this week's broadcast, as I call it, the strange case of Matt Riddle. Now, I know there's going to be a few people that are going to be upset. I expect that. I would not be doing my job, honestly, if I didn't probably upset a few people this week. But I'm going to say what needs to be said here. And this is not just a case with Riddle. This is a case with a lot of other people. This has happened to John Cena. This has happened to Roman Reigns. This has happened to Seth Rollins. Numerous other people within the industry. They were had all of the internet fans yelling, "Push him! Push him! He deserves to get pushed! He deserves to get pushed! Put him over! Put him over!" And then when Vince would start to put him over, all of a sudden, it's, "We don't want him. Boo, boo. Get him out of here. We don't like him." And, you know, even though Vince was still running with the original impression, you guys were turning. And this has happened this week to one Matthew Riddle. Now, here's the whole story, okay? A lot of people might know Matt was a UFC fighter until he tested positive for marijuana. So he was out. He went to a different company, was successful there. Eventually left MMA, wound up getting trained for professional wrestling, went to numerous promotions, including PWG, where he cut his teeth. Then eventually wound up with WWE, and he made it to NXT. And he was on there for a couple of years, was very popular among all the fans and that. Only had one title ever, and that was the tag team title that he took with Pete Dunne. And then after they lost those, as the rumors were going around, he wound up getting called up to the main roster and being called on a SmackDown. Now, right, of course, the night that he's going to be making his debut, although, of course, everything is taped beforehand, he was named in the speaking out movement. And so there was some question whether he was even going to be on, whether they were going to edit him out and that, but he was not only not edited out, he won his first match against AJ Styles. And then came last week. Last week, Matt cut a promo. In that promo, he told this story of supposedly why he wrestles barefoot, which the story, for those who did not watch it, was that Matt was the type that he goes out in sliders everywhere he goes, no matter the weather. And supposedly he went out running in his sliders in sub-zero temperatures, wound up getting frostbite, almost lost his feet. But now, as a result, he doesn't have any feeling in his feet, and so that's why he wears the flip-flops and does the barefoot thing. Well, somebody very much liked that promo. And the person who liked that promo was Vince McMahon. And as soon as it came out that Vince McMahon liked that promo, all of a sudden the IWC turned on him. Ah! He's a sellout. He's a sellout. We hate him. I mean, he already had enough on his plate with the speaking out allegations. Now, all of a sudden, Vince likes what he's doing on the mic. So that's it. Boom. Internet wrestling community says, no, we don't like him anymore. He's a suck up. He's a kiss butt and all that type of stuff. And so now the only thing that is probably Matt Riddle's saving grace is the fact that due to COVID-19, there are no live events. There are no actual wrestling shows done in front of the paying public. If they were in front of the paying public at a house show or on SmackDown the next week, you can guarantee that Matt Riddle would get booed. And this is sad. This is sad. This is why, fans, you wonder why WWE especially doesn't listen to you. This is why. because of the fact that you come out, you get on social media, you say, hey, we want Matt Riddle, we want Roman Reigns, we want Seth Rollins, we want The Rock, whatever. And then when you do get him, you're like, no, we don't want him anymore. We don't want him anymore. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Put him in the opening match somewhere. Now, let him be a jobber and that. Now, to quote one of Daniel Bryan's great heel lines, fickle. And a lot of times, that is what the IWC is. Fickle. You push somebody to the moon, and then when they get a push, you don't like them anymore. You want them gone. And so that is why you're not only not listened to, but you're laughed at by a lot of other wrestling fans. And anybody who has an issue with this, contact me through Facebook Live from the Dean's Den. I'm more than happy to discuss it with you. But it's the truth. It's the truth. This, you wanted this until you didn't want it. And the only reason that you didn't want it now was because the boss liked what he did. That's it. Now, is Vince McMahon a jerk? Is he a jackass? Yes. I have said that for years. Okay? I have no love lost for Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Had he not taken over the wrestling business and bought and intimidated everybody else out, I probably would be retired from the AWA by now. That's not what happened. I understand it. Fine. No big deal. Okay? I still have had 30 plus years in this industry. And so I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I'm just not good with the fact that there are people who will sit there and say, yeah, we want this guy. We want this guy. Now, listen to us. We are the fans. Listen to us. And then when they do listen, all of a sudden you change your minds and you don't want them. And then you say, no, we never liked him. We never liked him. He's a jerk. He's a jackass. Get rid of him. And that. He has no talent. He had talent 90 days ago when you wanted Vince to bring him up from NXT. Oh, what changed in 90 days? Oh, did he suddenly get crippled? Did he suddenly start drinking on the job or drugging on the job to where, you know, he can't put a good wrestling match on? No. 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 What it is just like with pop music, K-pop, whatever style you happen to listen to, it's that flavor of the month thing. Whatever is the flavor of the month, you like it until something new comes along. And then suddenly the flavor of the month doesn't taste good anymore. Now, folks, it's time to become consistent. You can't hate on somebody just because all of a sudden the boss likes him. Okay? Because someday that next guy is going to come along and he could be even better. And what's going to happen? He's not going to get pushed. Why? Because back in the office, they know that the second that they push this person, all of a sudden, the fans are going to turn on him. And there goes everything that Vince and the creative, and I still use air quotes because I don't really consider them that, but Vince and the creative team have worked months to prepare to bring to you, and then you go ahead and basically you take a dump on it. You know, that's it. That's why the IWC is a joke among more, maybe I guess you could call somebody like me a purist and that, but it's true. It is what it is. And just, you know, you have to accept that. You have to accept that fact. So think a little bit, how do a little reflection before you decide to throw that guy that 2 months ago you wanted to push to the moon under the bus. Now, talk about somebody getting thrown under the bus. Got to talk about Ruby Riott. Okay. This woman had one of the great stables going for the women's division at the time with the Riott Squad. Her, Sarah Logan, and Liv Morgan. And then, for some unexplained reason, and this is one of those you can't blame the IWC for. This is something that Vince and the boys in the back decided, all right, we got to bust up the Riott Squad. So in the draft, they split them all up. And then after they split them all up, Ruby Riott has to go in for surgery. So she's gone for a while. Finally comes back. She does a short-lived turn on Liv Morgan that fell about as flat as the Lana Lashley wedding, and has proceeded since then to basically be a fall girl. For those who aren't aware, Ruby Riott's record since she has come back from surgery is 0-13. That's right. No wins, 13 losses. Now, this is a gal that 6 months ago was getting pushed to the moon. Then for some reason, some unexplained reason, I mean, I understand, yeah, she was injured, she needed surgery, I get that, okay? That happens in this business all the time. Now, I mean, we've all, probably almost all of us in this business, have had one or two surgeries. I mean, mine was career-ending as far as in-ring goes, but still, you know, most of the time, you have the surgery, you recover from them, you get back into ring shape, and then you get back into it, and it's almost like you were never gone. In the case of Ruby Riott, it's like, what did they do? What happened to her? This woman who was part of a three-person squad that was so good and probably should have had the women's tag team titles about now. Well, Riott is 0-13. Liv Morgan is, I think, like 1-5. I don't even know right now. And Sarah Logan is done, out of the wrestling business. In fact, she and her husband, Raymond Rowe, Eric of the Viking Raiders, are expecting their first child. So congratulations to them. This is a wonderful thing. And so her former Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, and also kudos to Angelo Dawkins of Street Profits. Just the other day, he and his wife had their first child. Angelo posted pictures up on his Instagram account. And by golly, this is a cute baby. He's a real cutie. Angelo posted on Instagram, "Welcome to the fam, little homie." And he is, I mean, absolutely adorable. Congratulations to Angelo and his wife. Now, which gets me to my next point, the Street Profits. Montez Ford, and namely Montez Ford's wife, Bianca Belair. You wonder where she's been hiding at. Well, she's done some main event, but she was not happy with the direction that they were trying to push her in, which was not the direction that she was at when she was in NXT. And this seems to be the biggest problem. And I've talked about this on other shows in the past with NXT talent. The NXT creative team, which now consists of Shawn Michaels, Jesse James, and Triple H, do all the creation of these characters. And then, at the appropriate point, supposedly, they get brought up to the main roster, where they are then passed over to a creative group who literally has not actually had time to ever watch these people on video because they're too busy trying to get the next episode of Raw or SmackDown together after the current episode is over, and they'll put it together and then have Vince just, you know, a few hours before showtime or taping time, tear the entire script up and completely rewrite the whole thing. But anyway, Belair just was not happy with what they were doing and that. So she says, you know what? I'm not gonna do your main show now. I'm not gonna be on Raw. Fortunately, Montez is not being punished for it. Right now she's relegated to the D show main event. I mean, you know, Raw is supposedly the A show, SmackDown the B show, NXT the C show, although I think most people would sit there and say, no, in reality, NXT is the A show and Raw and SmackDown are the B and C shows. But come say come suck, it is what it is. So for right now, at least until they come up with something a little bit better for her, she's not planning on going anywhere. She'll do a main event and just be happy to sit around and collect a paycheck while her husband does the harder work and that. But I can't say as I blame her. I mean, again, main roster creative, doesn't know anything really about her, about her character, about the character's motivations and that. This is why I have said numerous times that when Vince shifts a person or several people up to the main roster, the NXT creative, and in this case, you know, I mean, the NXT creative is the number two guy in the company, along with his best friend and his other friend from the DX days. Just have them come in on the creative meetings, have them explain who the character is, what their motivations are, and go ahead and take them from there. Now, do it for about 3 weeks or so, and within that time frame, the main creative team should understand what exactly these people are all about, why they do what they do, when you can expect them to jump somebody, when you can expect them to get jumped, things like that. Okay? It's actually a pretty simple concept if you take a serious objective look at it. And then finally for tonight, excuse me, have to take a look at what happened on Wednesday night with Fyter Fest. Most notably, the Renegade Bleep, where Taz passes down his FTW championship to Brian Cage. Now, a few weeks back, Taz gave Cage the beat him if you can, survive if he lets you. So he's already began passing the torch by giving Cage his taglines. He has now given Cage the title that Paul Heyman came up with as a concept for the angry man who was being overlooked by everybody in ECW. So now Cage is the guy that's being overlooked in favor of Jon Moxley with AEW. So Taz, being the inventive mind that it is, that he is, hands over his prized FTW belt to Cage. Now, Tony Khan says they're going to actually recognize it and they're going to use it. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Now, of course, this coming Wednesday night is Fight for the Fallen, which is going to be a benefit this time for COVID-19 patients. The original Fight for the Fallen was for victims of gun violence. You'll be able to actually donate to the cause. And if you have it available to donate, please do. That would be really a great thing. Brian Cage, the FTW champion, will be facing Jon Moxley, the AEW champion. And I think it's going to be a really good match. I think the set of styles between Cage and his power, and Moxley and his counter moves with his violent streak is going to make for an excellent, excellent match. I don't think you can go wrong with this, and I am definitely looking forward to seeing it. All right, well, that is our time for this evening, fans. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be talking to you next week. So for those of you who were watching on Facebook Live, thank you. For those of you who are listening live on Blog Talk, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.